This is a big week for Alexi Pappas. Tracktown, a film that she co-wrote, co-directed, and starred in, is premiering at the LA Film Festival.
I may have accidentally slept through the opening night red carpet last night.
Really?
I did, but...
But she's got a good excuse. Her other job. Alexi Pappas is one of the world's fastest runners. She will compete for Greece at the Summer Olympics. She is Greek-American. And Pappas tells me most of the time, this creative balance works.
I think it actually enhances the running because it forces me to really be present when I'm at practice and take advantage of that time. And then when I come home, there's a really great balance of needing to end practice every day and having something to go to that keeps me healthy. Like, I don't want to get injured because I want to edit the film. But certainly, you know, my time goes to the running first because of this Olympic, journey ahead.
This is actually a good segue to the film in which you play Plum, a runner who has some things in common with you. Let's listen to a clip from Tracktown.
I can't hang out today.
What? Just skip your nap and skip stretching and come on, you recovered fine. I don't understand.
I don't skip things. You wouldn't just leave your job at the bakery if someone wanted you to hang out, would you?
No, but I also, at a certain time during the day, stop working. I stop working.
Oh. Running doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Of course, Plum is not you, but there are definite similarities between the two. How much of this film would you say is autobiographical?
I would say that the film is based on my experiences and observations as an elite runner chasing the Olympic dream, but it's more like a patchwork quilt of these experiences and observations. So Plum could exist, but she's not me or anyone in particular that I know.
I noticed that you framed a lot of characters as just a mouth in a scene, or just legs, or you would just see them as isolated body parts. And I wondered if that's because you feel that way sometimes.
Definitely. I think, you know, the perspective of running a race is so odd because you're on a track with thousands of people at its best in the stands, and you're running, you know, fast and hard, and the things that you see are very limited. And I think we wanted to show the perspective of what it might feel like to run a race and also what Plum is going through. So before the race, she notices the bodies around her, and there's an element of, you know, the female athletic body being this really different creature and one that I certainly personally didn't ever think I would necessarily become when I was a young girl, but also the grappling of her growing up and trying to be a normal girl when she has this very strong body.
Do you hear that a lot from young female runners? You've become such a role model for young women in the running community and also beyond the running community. Do they come to you with those kinds of... What do I do? My biceps are bigger than my boyfriend's.
Yeah, you know, I've had great interactions with young runners and teammates of mine, and I think there are two things about it. One, that it's important to talk about and say, hey, this is silly, and that's awesome, and you're beautiful, and not in a way that is coming from a place of self-consciousness, but rather giving a gift of confidence to a teammate. And I think I certainly have gotten that from role models of mine who wear their bodies so beautifully and so proudly. And if I can, you know, on social media and things like that, show younger girls that I'm proud of my body or I'm eating this steak rather than sending out, like, you know, just ran 20 miles. It's like, that's not going to help anybody. But to show that I'm happy with what I've become and proud of who I am, I think is you know, contagious in a good way, I hope.
Can I ask you about the mother character in the film?
She's totally.
Played by Rachel Dratch. Let's listen to a little clip here.
I do want to be a mom to you, okay? I'm just a late bloomer.
I don't need a mom. That's what I came here to tell you.
But it makes me happy to come visit you.
Dad and I figured it out, so You don't have to worry about it anymore, you know?
That makes me sad.
No, it should make you happy. You can still be in my life, but you just can't be my mom. And you have to be something else.
Your character's mother, played by Rachel Dratch, has mental health problems, has been out of Plum's life for a long time, is trying to come back in. If you don't mind talking about it, I understand your own mother took her life when you were 4 years old. Is that right?
Yes.
And I wonder how it felt playing the role of Plum, expressing the anger that Plum feels at her mother for having been absent, when, of course, your own mother has not been around since you were very young.
Yeah, so, you know, Plum is definitely fictional, but based on my experiences, and I think she is her most Plum self having a single dad, and I think the relationship between Plum and Gail, her mom, is interesting to me, because for someone to try to become, you know, their greatest woman self, like I'm trying to become and like Plum is trying to become, becomes a challenge if there's not somebody to emulate. And I think Plum doesn't necessarily have the exact person to latch on to and try to become.
I almost got the sense when Plum says the line, "I don't need a mom," that, well, actually she does need a mom and she did need a mom, but having a mom is not an available option, so she's going to live in the world where she doesn't need one.
Yeah, and it's almost like an athletic instinct there where, hey, like you prepare as best you can for a race. You control what you can control. You eat the proper pre-race meal. You get your sleep if you can. You've done all the miles. But when you toe the line, like unexpected things are going to happen. And so let's say, you know, you're in a race and the kick you want isn't there. Well, then you attack another aspect of the race, or you kick earlier if you don't quite have the speed to close. And perhaps with her mom, it's similar in that if she's not there, then Plum is going to push on. Like she has a strength in her that I hope people see.
Alexi Pappas, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Alexi Pappas co-wrote and co-directed the film Tracktown with her boyfriend Jeremy Teicher, and she will run the 10,000 meters for Greece at this summer's Olympics.